news. Your news. Your Limerick Today. With Gillian Devlin. In for Joe Nash on Live 95.
In the final episode of our Limerick Lives special series, Are You Well, Kid? Live 95 Sandra Quinn tested out whether or not you can laugh yourself healthy. We're in the springtime, and often at this time of year, people tend to reassess things like work-life balance, how to de-stress, and maybe laughter's the key that we're all missing here. Sandra has been speaking to Annette Hayes, who ran a laughter yoga retreat in Kilfinan.
I'm here in Kilfinan in the Old Chapel Rooms. It's our art centre venue in Kilfinan, County Limerick. And tonight we're doing our first workshop together, my colleague Martha Holmes. And she will be starting off with a gentle heart yoga practice. And then we're going to have a cacao ceremony. And then she's going to have a lovely meditation after that. I kind of take over the second part of the workshop. And I will be doing the laughter yoga. We start off explaining a little bit about laughter yoga, which is very beneficial for lots of different things, boosting your immune system, for your heart, for actually losing weight, would you believe, for relieving stress and releasing happy hormones. The science behind laughter yoga is your brain actually cannot distinguish between real laughter and fake laughter. So you fake it till you make it, basically. So
I'm actually laughing as you say that, genuinely laughing, which my brain won't be able to distinguish, apparently. Who knew?
No, exactly. And it releases happy endorphins, loads of serotonin in your body, and it's a real good feel factor. And it's great fun and great crack. You don't have to have any fitness ability for it, because they're only little exercise tasks that you do, and it moves very quick. And then afterwards, I've made a ginger shot, no alcohol. In this, there's a little shot of ground ginger and turmeric and coconut water and fresh orange juice and ice. Martha then has made a few protein chocolate balls and with some jelly beans and jelly babies to keep the mood going. And we hope everyone will enjoy it. And we've got feedback forms for them to fill out afterwards to see what we could do to change it, to make it better maybe, but hopefully not too much. and it's a lovely evening for it, and it's great that the rain has fallen now to brighten up the green grass and the flowers again and make everything yellow and blue and pink.
Amazing. Yeah. I can honestly say I'd never heard of laughter yoga until you told me about it, and I was so intrigued I immediately wanted to come. You hardly had to finish asking me, did I want to come? And I was like, yes, absolutely, Annette, I'll be there.
Well, one more thing. I've trained as a laughter yoga instructor before COVID, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I wasn't able to practice it too much because of the circumstances. But I had done research before on it. And this is fascinating. I was telling Martha, because it's just so coincidental. It's amazing. Laughter yoga is around for years and years and years. And in 1968, I'll be giving away my age now, but that was the year I was born. And it was a Dr. Annette Goodhart. She was an artist, a qualified artist, went to college and was actually teaching over in Santa Barbara University over there. And she then studied laughter therapy, which is a little bit more intense than what we'll be doing now, because what we'll be doing is laughter coach, which she also did as well. And she set up that. And what I found fascinating, we share the same name and the same birthday. The 1st of January.
Stop.
And she was born the same year my father was born.
It's almost serendipitous.
Isn't it? Yeah, I just couldn't believe it. Now, the laughter yoga that I practiced, it was a doctor, Madan Katerina. He was a medical doctor in India, and in 1994, when he was going around doing his wards, he noticed the people that were happier and smiling, they recovered quickly and much easier, and they didn't have as much pain. It actually, laughter yoga relieves pain as well. It's like when a child, they fall and they cry or whatever. Another thing, children laugh 300 times a day and giggle. We've lost that, unfortunately, technique. That the first thing we do when we're a child is smile and laugh and make a noise. We don't speak a language. So it's really bringing us back to very basics. And that's what laughter yoga is. It's great fun and laugh.
That's interesting, yeah, because I have a 3 and a 4-year-old, and every morning before we leave the house. I can't even tell you how many times they've giggled.
Yes, that's it. For 300 to 400 times a day, a child laughs or giggles or smiles.
And beautiful.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? And we've kind of lost that. And anyway, body language. If someone is smiling, you say, oh, they're a nice person. It, or if they have a laugh. And it, the therapy now that and Dr. Annette Goodman, our good heart, she was saying that people even got bad news. If you go to them and talk about funny stories or anecdotes with them, they'll feel better. You know, even though they've maybe have heard bad news, they'll actually feel better. So a laugh is really, really important in our life. So let's see how this goes tonight. Ho, ho, ho!
It would get you laughing, wouldn't it? Oh. Wellness, laughter, yoga. Well, I'd never heard of it before, but it sounds absolutely fabulous. And this episode of Limerick Lives was compiled by Live 95's Sandra Quinn. Your views. Your